The Globe Goblin. Once there lived a little old lady in a town named Globe. Now this town was famous for one thing. It had a goblin, the Globe Goblin, and that goblin was mean. He knew exactly what you wanted and could change himself into that thing. And when you picked him up and carried him, he'd jump down, turn himself back into himself, and laugh at you. So you were not only disappointed, you were a little scared too. The lady lived in a cabin that wasn't much of a house. It had a door that would blow open in the middle of the night or blow shut. But, said the little old lady, it let a nice breeze in. There were holes in the windows and the flies came in. But, said the little old lady, the flies could go back out again. And the roof leaked. But, said the little old lady, it only leaks when it rains. She had a bowl and a spoon and a stool to sit on. And over in the corner, there was a pile of straw that she used for a mattress. Every day, the little old lady would go out to work for a neighbor. Oh, she'd do a little something helping around the house. Maybe help make the bread or weed the garden. And in return, the neighbor would give her something. Some eggs or some cheese they'd made or something like that. Well, one day, the little old lady was working for a neighbor hanging up the laundry. And it was getting on towards night, and the neighbor came out and said, "Old lady, here's a loaf of bread for you, and don't forget it when you leave, and you know you best be going. I can finish that up in the morning, because the Globe Goblin's been seen around here recently, and you don't want to meet him." "Oh," said the old lady, "the Globe Goblin? I'm not afraid of him, or anything else for that matter." Well, all the same, she hurried up and finished the laundry, and then walked off down the road. She'd gotten about halfway home when she thought, "Oh my, I forgot that loaf of bread. Now I'll have to eat that old soup all alone. Oh darn, I sure wish I had something nice to eat." Just then, over under a bush where it was kind of dark, she saw something. And she walked over and picked it up. It was a plate of food. It had a steak and potatoes and a little vegetable on the side and some biscuits and gravy, and it smelled delicious. Well, bless me, said the little old lady. "That's just what I've been wanting. A neighbor must have left it here for me. My, my." She wrapped her apron around it, carried it on down the road, thinking about how she'd sit down on her stool and balance that plate on her knees, and oh, maybe it would fall off. That happens sometimes. I sure wish I had a little table to put it on, she thought. My, that sure would be nice to have a nice little table. She was thinking about this table when that thing in her hand started to change. It got bigger and kind of hard and heavy, and she put it down and took her apron off it and looked and said, "Why, bless me, this isn't a plate of food at all. It's a table, a fine little oak table. This is just what I've been wanting." So she wrapped her apron back around it and started to walk on down the road. As she was walking along, she was thinking about how she'd have her soup, and then she'd go over and lie down on her pile of straw. Oh, she was thinking how nice it would be to have something nice and soft to lie on, and just be so nice to sleep nicely all night long for a change. And as she was thinking like this, she felt that thing in her hands start to change. It got softer and bigger, but lighter at the same time, and when she put it down and took her apron off, she said, "Bless me, I never. This isn't a table at all. It's a mattress, a nice soft mattress filled with feathers. It'll be so nice to sleep on." "Oh," she said, and she wrapped her apron on it, picked it up on her shoulder to keep it out of the dirt, and carried it on down the road. She was thinking as she walked along, thinking about how nice it'll be to go to sleep on that soft mattress. And then she thought, "Oh my, in the middle of the night, that door of mine's going to slam shut or slam open or something and wake me right up. Oh, I wish I had something to keep that door shut." As she thought this, she felt that thing in her arms changing it. It got hard and really heavy, but small, and just as she got to her door, she dropped it and took her apron off and said, "Well, bless me, I never. This isn't a mattress at all. It's a rock, a fine, strong rock, just right for holding my door shut or open or any way I want it. Ha, this is just what I've been wanting." Just then the rock quivered and shook and disappeared. And in its place was the funniest looking little man you ever saw. And he had a mean expression on his face. And he was looking at her and pointing his finger and laughing. "Ha, ha, 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 ha. I sure fooled you. Ha, 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 ha." "Well, bless me," said the old lady. "I never." "Hey, aren't you afraid of me?" "Afraid of you? Why should I be afraid of you? You're the Globe Goblin, and I'm mighty proud to meet you."
"You are?"
"Yeah. In fact, why don't you come in my house and tell me some stories? I'll tell you some." The Globe Goblin looked at her and said, "Well, bless me, I never. This is just what I've been wanting. Someone to be my friend." "Huh." And so, arm in arm, they walked into the old lady's house. They took turns sitting on the stool, eating the soup, telling stories. And when it came time for the Globe Goblin to leave, he had a big smile on his face. But he came back the next day, and he brought with him a nice latch for that door. And he came back the day after that and brought some window panes and fixed her windows, and fixed her roof, and he made her a table, and found her a mattress, and pretty soon, why, they were best friends. They'd spend a lot of time swapping stories and eating what food they had together. The neighbors were all saying, "Oh my, wasn't that old lady lucky to meet the Globe Goblin?" But I don't know. I think they both were pretty darn lucky. And that's the Globe Goblin.